This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The firm of Stormy Daniels' attorney to pay $10 million in a judgment. What's that all about? And how about Stacey Abrams wins the Georgia Democratic governor primary? If she wins in November, she'd be the nation's first black female governor. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, American Tonight, just a little slice of where we're at in this country and the tsunami of info, some of it good, some of it bad, some of it just kind of, I don't know, like flotsam in the middle there, floating out of Washington, D.C. I sort of love that analogy. Joining us, he's in our virtual green room, Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, doing well. Great to be here.
So let's talk about the Stormy Daniels thing. What's the story on that? Because, of course, her attorney is on all these talk shows. So I think people really know Michael Avenatti from The Tube. And a U.S. bankruptcy court judge ordered that law firm to pay $10 million to an attorney who once worked for the firm. So it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with Stormy Daniels, but because he's attached to her, it makes huge news, right?
It certainly does. You know, this is somebody who has really garnered the spotlight in recent weeks and certainly seems to be enjoying it on top of this. So this is something that, you know, isn't really that surprising considering that, you know, a lot of his background just hasn't been looked at as closely. You know, we know that he's had a number of, you know, business deals in the past that haven't necessarily worked out in his favor. And, you know, that's something that he's sort of downplayed and something that he's doing this time, saying that this is basically not something that he's involved in, you know, saying that this is pretty much nonsense on the face of it, to use his exact words, and, you know, just sort of moving forward there. But, you know, judging from the fact that he is somebody who has a consistent media presence, is somebody who is, you know, more than willing to swing a punch, this certainly does you know, bring on a whole new angle in what has already been a very, very interesting, you know, case, to say the least.
Yeah. And the story that everybody's talking about is that makes news again because of him and like we just talked about. But this whole North Korea, South Korea, and Trump saying, you know, basically that the summit could be called off, but wouldn't it be a great thing for the world? So it's on track. But then he sort of had cast a doubt on that. So now it sounds like it's a little more on track, but we really don't know what will happen because there's certain conditions that have to be met, right? And if they are, then they will do this thing on June 12th.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this is coming, you know, apart at some point due to the fact that North Korea has pretty much changed their tone on what exactly they're expecting out of this, what exactly they're comfortable with in the lead up to this, after they moved away from being okay with planned military exercises, you know, something that, according to South Korean officials, North Korea previously told them that they were okay with, changing their message when it comes to denuclearization. And now pretty much the White House is in a, you know, tough situation. They say that they are continuing to plan for the summit. And, you know, for all intents and purposes, behind the scenes, that seems to be exactly what they're doing. But we also have, you know, just the reality of a situation showing that it's much more difficult than it previously seemed. And as for the president, the message that he is putting forward is that pretty much we'll just have to wait and see. Saying that this could be called off, that this could be postponed, that ultimately Kim Jong-un couldn't walk away from the table and that would be okay, and maybe they could revisit this later. And then, you know, if we go back last week saying that if this doesn't work out, then, you know, there could be a situation where North Korea is decimated. So just a lot of conflicting messages coming out of the White House for this. You know, and at this point, the South Korean government is saying that there is a 99.9% chance that it'll move forward, according to their national security advisor. And that's just not something that the White House feels as confident, you know, pretty much making as bold of a public prediction of that, as that.
And then there's this story, as we swing in a different direction, of the Russian immigrant who's partners with Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyer, and apparently he struck a deal with prosecutors, and that signals he might turn against Cohen. So everybody knows if Getty Friedman was a partner with Cohen in this New York taxicab business, and it's being reported that he's now going to help government prosecutors in state or federal investigations, which they say might, and we don't know this for sure, might be designed to force Cohen to talk to the feds about Trump. But this is a pretty big deal, isn't it?
It certainly is. This is Evgeny Friedman, who has been a longtime associate of Michael Cohen. And if you recall, during the original Cohen raids, there was, pretty much talk about the confiscation of documents related to the tax medallions, themselves. And in this, regard, we're now kind of seeing what angle that may play. Friedman was facing apparently about 100 years worth of jail time, over about $5 million, dollars not paid to the U.S. government in terms of tax evasion, or not declared, rather, and then instead, pleading guilty to a much, more milder offense, and therefore probably facing a little bit of parole, but not necessarily jail time, in what looks like to be a pretty major, significant flip. We don't necessarily know what exactly he may have on his former business partner, but, Michael Cohen is somebody who, as we're learning more and more about, may have, some legitimate reasons to be concerned by this shift that we've seen today. So, we're still trying to figure out where exactly this is going to fall, but, not a good day to be Michael Cohen.
No kidding. And here's just a funny aside. Wow. Even the White House is sinking. I guess they found a sinkhole on the north lawn of the White House.
I was down there today, and there was some pretty significant rain, and they had ended up covering it up. The Department of Park Services released a statement on that, saying that, this is basically routine. There's no reason to be alarmed. This does not, spell any structural dangers. But, nevertheless, this has opened up a huge opportunity for a lot of, people online to make some pretty sharp jokes. A lot of people in the Britain as well. There's a lot of gallows humor over it.
I love that. And, hey, finally, I don't know if I said this to you or not, but congratulations on your engagement. Woohoo!
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Nice. So you're going to have a big old wedding. So maybe on the White House lawn.
I don't think that's going to be happening. I guess it may be worth a shot, but, considering the sinkhole and all that stuff, it may not be the most idyllic place.
All right, Justin, thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. So how about this? We know this. It's called, they say it's Foggy Bottom, D.C., because it's so swampy, and there is no question parts of D.C. are built on a swamp. So they say the city could sink up to 6 inches in this century. Kind of reminds me of, Italy and how Italy sinks, and there's all these ruins built on top of all these other buildings. It's very cool to go underneath, I heard. But anyway, so there really is a noticeable a difference between, I guess, Sunday and Monday, and it is the north lawn of the White House, and it looks like it's growing bigger. It's a sinkhole. So it's just outside the press briefing room. You can look out the window and see it. And so, as Justin said, there's some pretty interesting humor that's being thrown about, even among the harsh White House reporting crew that's there from all the different networks and online blogs, etc. The Other is coming up next. He's in the wings. The Hubs joins me for a little chat here on America Tonight.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Thanks for hanging with us here on ATN. The voice you hear is that of me, Kate Delaney. If you've just tuned into the show, every week the other joins me. The other is my hubs. His name is Paul, and Paul and I have our nephew visiting us. He's 16, and already it's been pretty fun. Today, we went to a place called Fossil Rim. If you don't know it, and you live anywhere in Texas, Oklahoma, gosh, I don't know, surrounding states, I think it's kind of a must-see, especially if you have kids or grandkids or nieces, nephews, that kind of thing. Paul, explain what it is. We've been going there for a long time.
Yeah, it's just a giant wildlife park you can drive through, and they do a lot of conservation. They've got an enclosed cheetah fence. Obviously, they can't let the cheetahs run wild because they eat all the rest of the wildlife, but they do a lot of work in that area, conservation, and it's just one of the real treats of living in this area to have the one of the best animal parks in the country that you can just drive through and see so many species of animals. Today we were feeding giraffes through the roof of our car, and so it was pretty cool. It took us about 20 minutes to coax the one giraffe to come over because they just weren't having any of it today, but we finally did it, and it was cool.
Yeah, so the giraffe, picture that, the giraffe goes right down and eats out of your hand, and Paul's right, we had to coax the giraffe over. And Fossil Rim is about 3 miles southwest of a place called Glen Rose. It's off of Highway 67. It's a one-hour drive from Fort Worth. It's an hour and a half from the DFW airport, about 3 hours from Austin. And Paul's right, it's a conservation area, and it's a breeding facility. It's really, it's just really, really a cool place to go. We saw an ostrich, and I looked, because we were so close to there, then there's a bunch of ostriches, but, and you don't want to feed them, but we were so close to the ostrich, you could see the feet and almost look like the feet of a dinosaur.
Yeah, it was pretty cool to see that. And, you know, there's so much land there that you, and the terrain is kind of mountainous, and parts of it are rocky, and parts of it are like savanna. So it's such a great place for photography, too, because you can look out and see, like, zebras just roaming around and feel like you're in Africa. It just really, it really has that feel to it. It's that big and that kind of wild, you know, not necessarily touristy.
And then there was that one, they've got this, these incredible animals with these long horns, and there was one that was a brilliant color white, and there was a whole bunch of them. And what was the species?
Maybe that Arabian oryx that you're looking at.
Yeah, the Arabian oryx with the big horns comes right up to the cars, and you're feeding them out of your hands. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see it. If you go to Kate Delaney fan page, I'm going to put some pictures there, Kate Delaney fan page, so you can check it out. But it's really cool. The cheetahs, even they're behind an enclosure, but it was pretty neat to see them. There's rhinos. There's, oh, gosh, all kinds of different species. And it's the southern white rhino, by the way, which I didn't realize that. That's kind of a rare species.
We saw a baby out there today, but it was on the very far side of the fence, and we didn't wait for it to come to close enough so that we could get pictures, because it was at the very end of our tour there, and we were getting ready to head out. So
yeah,
and we've been there so many times. We love it. So we've been there so many times that we've seen them before, too. So.
Yeah, very cool. All right, so the other thing is we're going to go to the Diamond Crater, and this may be fascinating to some people. And the reason we're talking about this, we talk about all kinds of things when Paul comes on, but this is, we give you like a slice of our life. And with Owen here, this is where the focus is. And so we're going to go to, in Arkansas, they have the Diamond Crater, and I think the Diamond Crater looks pretty cool, and you may have seen it on the news, right?
Yeah, Crater of Diamond State Park. And so probably a year ago, I think a kid found a diamond that was estimated to be worth $50,000. So that's very rare. Usually you find, you know, very small diamonds or other rocks or minerals, but it's, you know, the fun is in the hunt. So really, so in the search and the exploring. So it should be a good time.
Yes, and here's the thing. I think people go out there, and it's 37 acres, and apparently what the Crater of Diamonds is, it's this, you're hunting for real diamonds. And it's a plowed field that is the eroded surface of the world's eighth largest diamond-bearing volcanic crater. And they say if you find a diamond, it's yours to keep. So Paul said it. Somebody found a diamond. A kid found a diamond, and it was worth... what'd you say?
50 G's.
Yeah, pretty interesting. So we'll be out there digging for the diamonds. If you don't hear me back on the air in a month or so, you know that we found one unbelievable diamond, right?
Yeah, it'll have to be bigger than that, but yes.
Bigger than that. I think it's pretty cool, the digging for diamonds idea. I love that. And then the other thing is, you know, we do the cheap movie reviews here on the show, and there's been a couple of movies that we haven't seen. One of them is the new Avengers.
Yeah, we're behind the times. We haven't seen Avengers or Deadpool or much of anything in the theaters lately.
Yeah, so we have to go and do that. And I heard it was good. I heard the Avengers movie was good.
Yeah, so one review, it was like too much of a good thing. There was so much going on that it was just like overload for them. But yeah, everybody seems to like it, and it's, and I definitely want to watch it at some point and check it out.
Woo. Okay, so now we have a couple minutes left here, and I thought it would be fun to talk about that you've kind of taken over the duties of cooking, at least somewhat, and you've made catfish for breakfast the past 2 days, and somehow I tasted a piece of it. Somehow I'm keeping it down, that one little piece I tasted. I just don't get, I mean, catfish for breakfast, ugh.
Well, our nephew, about a year and a half ago, maybe, became vegan originally. And to make sure he was getting enough food and nutrients, he likes seafood. They live in Florida. So they added fish and shrimp and seafood to his diet. So he will also eat fish. But other than that, he doesn't eat like red meat or chicken, things that are, you know, kind of like that, land animals that are factory farmed or dairy. So for health reasons, he did add fish. And so I guess one of the things that he really discovered he liked was catfish somehow, and his dad makes him catfish sandwiches sometimes for breakfast, and so that's what he likes to eat, and that keeps the calories in him, and that's what we made him, and he just devours those suckers. And I don't blame them. They look good and they smell good. I put some Red Hot on there, and I got the recipe from actually his dad, but then the ingredients at my grocery store, I kind of substituted his with what I could find at my store, which was some Frank's Red Hot hot sauce and some Chef Paul Prudhomme's blackened redfish seasoning, so and then pan sear it and cook it in the oven for 7 minutes, 5 to 7 minutes at 350, and you're good to go. So it's pretty tasty.
All right, on that note, Chef Paul, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
The other, another week down in the books. Coming up on the flip side, it's time to dive into the mailbag here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let's dig in the mailbag. There's a ton of mail. This is something that happens every single time on this show, so that's not unusual. In fact, because we get so much mail, half the time I'm not throwing out the digits. But if you want to jump on anything that we've been talking about, from North Korea and the meeting with the U.S. to the cool places you've gone when you've had little outings here and there in the summer with family or friends or whatever, because we just talked with the other about Fossil Rim and about going to this diamond, this Crater of Diamonds area, which I can't wait to go to. The more I look at it, the cooler it looks to me, that these diamonds have this metallic luster like new steel or lead, they say, and the color of the diamonds are white, brown, and yellow. How sweet is that? I don't know. It's wild to me that it's the eighth largest diamond mine, but center where you can find them. And to me, that seems just absolutely crazy. The history of it is just pretty interesting. And it was a diamond mine. And there all this green dirt just a couple miles south of a small farming area outside of Murfreesboro, Arkansas. And then they looked at the soil in the 1800s, and well, lo and behold, look what they found. And you never know. Sometimes you have to look up, and sometimes you have to look down beneath your feet. And obviously, that's what happened. They looked down beneath their feet, and they saw what they had, these 37 and a half incredible acres. All right, so on that note, as the man said, let's dig in the mailbag, and here we go. This one is from Chad, and he says, Kate, it looks like Michael Cohen is in some hot water. It seems to me that his partner will flip on him because he would have been in prison forever. If there's anything to flip on, he's going to do it because, why is he not going to do it? Because he's going to protect himself. So I would think Michael Cohen would be a little bit concerned. This Russian immigrant holds all the cards because of their taxi cab deal and the medallions that they would hold together, which apparently there was some fraud and some other problems tied to that. And if he could have landed in prison for the rest of his life and he struck a deal, there must be something there, don't you think? Well, here's the thing. They the FBI raided two offices, a hotel room and an apartment, and you know, he's being investigated for hush money payments that he sent to women who claimed to have had affairs with Trump. And he's got this consulting business. So in the consulting world, it can be a little bit murky. And it's if he can defend false reports or allegedly false filing false reports, it's going to be all about that. So he's a lawyer, and he's got to have good lawyers around him. I mean, that's the key. You know, this is all legal maneuvering. And what the partner in the taxi cab company has going on, well, that's key. Whatever he's going to try to whatever kind of evidence he's going to provide, we don't know for sure, but there must be a few pieces of the puzzle, or I would think they wouldn't cut the deal with him, because when you're going to cut a deal, you have to have something on the other side that you can offer to those that want to prosecute you. What that is, I mean, seriously, what it is, we don't know what that is. You know, that's the thing. All right, here's one from Kathy. And Kathy says, Kate, did you hear the story about the 30-year-old son who was booted by his parents because he refused to leave? It's just the craziest story, especially when a lot of kids are staying home, and that seems to be, in some cases, where we're headed. I did see that story. I'll flesh it out for you a little bit more. It's I love it when you guys point out stories to me. It got a lot of attention, because it was a New York judge who basically threw out the man from his parents' house in Syracuse, New York. The parents sued the son because he refused to leave, and the New York State Supreme Court Judge Greenwood said to Michael Rotondo, his name was, I want you out of the household. And he's saying he's going to appeal. He said it was outrageous. He runs a website business. He moved back home 8 years ago after losing a job. After the court ruling, he said he would retrieve some things from his family home, but he's not sure where he's going to stay. The parents say they've claimed their son wouldn't leave despite several notices. And the parents say there are jobs available even for those with a poor work history like you get one, you have to work. They said they even offered $1,000 to help him find a place of his own. He says he took the money, but it wasn't enough to live anywhere else. So this is pretty interesting, because you wonder if this will lead to some other, in extreme circumstances, some other parents doing the same thing. Sad that it came to that. I mean, a legal action? For a lesson, I guess, is what they were thinking. I'm not sure. All right, how about this? This is from Sam. And Sam says, Kate, wow, it's so interesting where we're headed in politics. Some of these primaries, I love the fact that this Stacey Adams won the Democratic gubernatorial primary in Georgia. I'm kind of an independent, but I think it's great, if she's the right candidate, that she could be the first African-American woman governor. And I think a lot of people were watching this race closely, because everything I flipped on, everybody was talking about her and what her chances were of winning and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's interesting, because we'll see when we get to the actual elections in November. But governor is elected Republican governor since 2003. The state voted for Trump with just a little bit over 50% of the vote. They've never elected a woman governor, of course. And so that is notable, and this is why people are talking about that. How about retired Lieutenant Colonel Amy McGrath, a former fighter pilot? She won the nomination, Democratic nomination for Congress in Kentucky's 5th District. She beat the Lexington mayor. I don't know how many of you know Jim Gray, who's a business person, by 8 percentage points in the primary for the 6th congressional district, which includes Lexington. I know we have listeners in Kentucky. She's going to face Republican Congressman Andy Barr, who's held that seat since 2013 and easily won his primary. She gained a kind of a big profile last year with an ad that went viral. She's a Navy Academy graduate and a former fighter pilot, 89 combat missions, and she's got an interesting background, and a lot of people apparently like her. Then let's see, where else? I didn't want to go deep into this because really you just mentioned one, but it is interesting what's happening in politics, and we'll see. The primary dates are set in a couple of different states for different times, too, as well. And here's interesting. I'll throw this out. Civil rights attorney and former NFL linebacker Colin Allred beat former Obama administrator, official with the Obama administration, Lillian Salerno, in the 32nd district in a runoff in a primary, and that was in Texas. So there are a couple of interesting, I think, women actually that are getting involved. Gina Ortiz Jones, an Air Force intelligence officer in Iraq, and she beat a guy who was a high school teacher in the state's Democratic runoff primary for the 23rd congressional district. So pretty interesting stuff. All right, here's one from Rick, and he says, Kate, of note, and I know you followed these things, Philip Roth, the author, dies at the age of 85. Didn't he really author a lot of books? I can remember seeing his name on many, many books. You know what? Philip Roth was a prolific writer. He wrote a lot about religion, and he wrote a lot about religion. He was a guy who was kind of he was a Pulitzer Prize winning novelist. He wrote stories like Goodbye Columbus. I'm trying to think of ones that I know. He wrote more than 25 books, and he was pretty bold in his writing. He won the Pulitzer for American Pastoral. He was in his 20s when he won his first ever award, and he wrote The Human Stain and Sabbath Theater, and he had all kinds of interesting places that I think he took readers. I didn't read all of his books, but I read a couple of his books anyway, and I thought he had an interesting style, I guess, is the best way to put it. There was something about the way that he turned a phrase. And 2018 has been a strange year. I mean, like, of course, we all know we have an expiration date. But Tom Wolfe, The Right Stuff, he was 88 and he died this year. I read a lot of Tom Wolfe books. Margot Kidder died. Remember her as Lois Lane in Superman? And so there was a lot of creative types with a little bit of noteworthiness, some of them with a lot of noteworthiness, that died. And it's every year at the end of the year, of course, we do a segment on that. But I think when someone like Philip Roth dies and you think of it, I think of other people, like I said, that recently have popped up, and Tom Wolfe is the other one. And Tom Wolfe and Philip Roth knew each other. I don't know that they were great friends, but I know that they absolutely knew each other. Hey, thanks for all the emails. You can send me your thoughts at AmericaTonightRadio.com. Thank you.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm going to the man cave.
I'm going to the man cave.
Yeah, we're going to the man cave. And boy, we have a lot to talk about when it comes to the man cave, which sometimes revolves around the world of sports. In fact, a lot of times it revolves around the world of sports. How about Danica Patrick? She's going to be the first woman to host the ESPYs. I wonder what she'll be like as a host. I mean, listen, she's got a personality. She pretty much put the GoDaddy brand on the map even more when they used her year after year for some of the commercials, and she still is the spokesperson for them. So she's an auto racing star, there's no question. And her last full-time season in Indy car racing was, you know, this past year. So it's pretty interesting. It's a big week for her because she's the first woman to host the ESPYs, and she did the Sunday lap thing, and, you know, the Indy 500 is going to be her final professional race, so that's it. She starts inside row three. So, July 18th, that's what she'll be doing, and we'll see what happens when she's at the final race and what happens there. Wouldn't it be wild if she I mean, if she won, she would be lapping some pretty incredible drivers. It's a pretty tall task. But it would be a crazy way to go out. Ooh, I've seen those cars. I've been up close and personal. I've talked to Danica Patrick. It's been a long time. But and I see the can, they're like cans to me that they get in. Whew. If you don't know anything about auto racing, all you have to do is get close to it and see what they're actually driving in. And it is, I think it's freaky scary. It really, really is, especially those Indy cars. But any of those cars. Nick Foles, how about this? Nick Foles could have been a Cleveland Brown, a Brown rather. But the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback who won the Super Bowl and went over everyone's heart as, a lot of hearts anyway, as an underdog quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, according to a report that's been surfaced around the league, the Browns offered the Eagles a pick in the draft for Foles, but when they asked him about it, he told them, I'd rather stay in Philly and back up Carson Wentz. Remember, he took over the starting job when Wentz tore a knee ligament in December, led the team to its first Super Bowl title. In April, the team redid his contract to give him $2 million bonus and a chance to earn up to $14 million in incentives, so the deal made him the highest-paid backup quarterback. Of course, the Browns went in a different direction, looking for a starter. They picked up veteran quarterback Tyrod Taylor from the Buffalo Bills, and then they picked Baker Mayfield, who won the Heisman Trophy from Oklahoma, for the first overall pick in the draft. But isn't that interesting that they could have had Foles, but he didn't want to go there? He feels comfortable in the backup role. He feels comfortable. I mean, look, he won the Super Bowl. He feels comfortable with what he's doing and said he was happy, and good for him, because he would have had a bigger payday, a huge payday, I'm certain, at least more than Philadelphia was going to give him as the backup, even though he's now the highest paid backup. Absolutely. All right, a couple of other odds and ends, and they're not really odds and ends, because when you look at the NBA, I mean, this is it. The Rockets stunned the Warriors in Game 4. They are not going quietly into that good night. Just because Steph Curry and Kevin Durant and the rest of that crew are superstars, and they have they're the most favored team on the board in the beginning of the season, especially to win the title again back to back. Houston said not so fast, so they won 95-92, and it's interesting because Chris Paul was the stunner. So the NBA's best regular season team roared back from a 10-point fourth quarter deficit to pull off that victory. And Harden finished, James Harden, Fear the Beard, finished with 30 points. Chris Paul had 27. How about that? Huge. I mean, just huge. So now it's the best of the best. Two versus two. 2-2. It's an even series. I love it. Makes it that much more interesting. From the world of hockey, Game 7 coming up on Wednesday between the Washington Capitals and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Nothing like a Game 7. Alex Ovechkin, even the other knows who Alex Ovechkin is because his name sort of transcends hockey a little bit anyway. And here on Invade the Man Cave, you may know Alex Ovechkin, but he's a superstar for the Caps. And he's pretty close to playing in the Stanley Cup Finals if they can get by Tampa Bay. He's saying, I've never been in this position before. The winner of Wednesday night's game, of course, will be in the Stanley Cup Finals opposite the Vegas Golden Knights for Lord Stanley. The biggest prize in hockey land is to get Lord Stanley, the win in the Stanley Cup. And Ovechkin said, I'm excited. We're all excited. We would be in this position to move forward. So there you go. And Tampa Bay is playing Game 7 in the conference final for the third time in 4 years. They beat the Rangers on the road to go to the 2015 Cup Final, but fell short against the Pittsburgh Penguins. So this promises to be, I think, an interesting sports moment. Because when you get to the do-or-die situation after playing the way both of these teams played, you hate to sputter out at the end, right? You absolutely do. All right, NFL rules in any man cave for sure, or she cave for that matter. A lot of women like professional football, and here on the show, we do that nail the score thing, which of course we'll start doing when we get back into the fall. But one of the big plays almost went extinct. NFL officials are looking at ways to minimize the risk of concussions, but the kickoff will instead remain a part of the game for at least another year. But the competition committee on Tuesday presented to the owners a series of rule changes designed to make the kickoff safer, and those changes did get a passing vote. So the kickoff team must line up with five players on each side of the ball. Previously, a team could line up with four players on one side and six on the other. The player on the kickoff team can't line up any deeper than 1 yard off the ball, which is at the 35-yard line, of course. Previously, players could line up 5 yards off the ball and get a running start. At least two players have to line up outside of the yard line number and two players between the inbound line and yard number. Before, three players on a kickoff team had to line up outside the inbound line. I hope they explain this to the kickers and anyone on the kicking team. Okay, so this is what we're going to do now. No wedge blocks. Before, you could do the wedge block. If the ball is dead, it's not touched by the receiving team in the end zone, the ball would simply be a touchback. I don't know. It's there's just a whole bunch of rules surrounding that. And again, they're trying to make it so that you can limit concussions because they have had some problems with the kickoff. They can make it more competitive, they say, and safer. So they're trying to do that. They're trying to make it safer instead of having people go down with concussions. So I applaud anything that you try to tinker with that potentially has that advantage of, or the upside of not, of ending some of these crazy concussions that the players suffer from. And I just had a friend who had a concussion, not sports-related. It was an accident-related. And watching her go through that and taking her to a couple of her appointments, wow. Since I've never had a concussion that I know of, and watching what she went through with this concussion, and then you magnify that with an athlete, especially an athlete who's had concussion after concussion after concussion. Like, I can think of a couple of quarterbacks right off the top of my head. Troy Aikman is a guy I covered, and he had 7 or 8 concussions before he decided to step away, and it was really hard to step away, and he almost even went to another team. But I think very wise of him not to do that in the end, because you see what happens when, it's pretty scary when the concussions do the damage they do, and what's happened now with some of the players when they retire from the game. The Man Cave. Yes, indeed. There was so much we didn't get to. So you got the gist of it, right? The Rockets with the big win, evening up their series 2-2 against last year's champions, the Golden State Warriors. A game 7 on the ice with the Caps and Tampa Bay. And rule changes, especially when it comes to the kickoff. And Danica Patrick, first woman named as an ESPY host. She'll do that Indy 500 thing, and then she's out of the sport of racing. We're out. Thank you for listening to ATN.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.